The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. And glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been to my favorite concert. That's what's happened to my voice. A little flu, a little pneumonia. Here we are. On the other side of your prayers being answered. So thank you for remembering me as I cried out to the Lord way down in the depths. And he heard my cry. And he'll hear yours too. 5 years into being the rector of my former parish, pneumonia hit. It was at a different liturgical season. It was like right after the new year. It was January. I was feeling the same way as I felt a Sunday or two ago. And I just decided I could run through this, you know, get it all moving around. And fell into some serious pain around the left lobe of my lungs and went to my GP. And Chris was like, "You're an idiot. And you have pneumonia, the walking kind." And I don't know, it's one of those things that happens where you kind of come up on a moment where you realize you've been trusting in horses and chariots instead of the Lord. And it's just a great moment to remember that the Lord gets his Sabbath. One way or another, the Lord will get his Sabbath. You either honor it willingly or he'll take it from you. And that's kind of what I felt like recently. I want to direct your attention to this passage rather than what's been my story of late. And just remind you that Jesus said some stuff that puts him on in the category of a David Koresh unless he's for real, unless his self-understanding is vindicated, right? Like, to talk this way, to put himself forward, is not only Israel's interpretive key, but the real satisfaction of the hunger that has pretty much driven your life up to this moment, is something that somebody like a cult leader, that's the only people who talk this way. Or those kinds of charismatic personalities that lead you to Bolivia to drink out of the wrong red solo cup. That's kind of what is the flavor, if you're just coming to this without any kind of, exposure to Christianity. If you just kind of heard somebody say something like this, you'd be like, "What? Who? Some apocalyptic, you know, leader with like Jewish roots and the manna? I mean, who is this?" But no, the Lord has put himself forward as not only the way to understand Israel's story beyond temple or Torah or land. In fact, he gets to redefine where God's people will meet God. He gets to redefine the way that we read Torah. He is the interpretive key for it. And he is the one who is inviting us to meet him everywhere. Meet him everywhere. Encounter him everywhere. That every place would be holy land. Every place could be a threshold to encounter the living God. He's put himself forward in that way, if you read the rest of chapter 6. He did that right after a miraculous moment of feeding everybody one fillet of fish after the next, after a little boy brought his lunch to Jesus and to the disciples and said, "Here, this is all I've got. What can you do with it?" But then he kind of cuts through all our attempts to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, to establish some kind of identity or some kind of sanity to our lives. That's kind of what Jesus has done in this passage, is say, look, Israel, I know for you it's always been about society, about civilization, about establishing yourself in the world in a way that not only honors God and honors one another and the stranger among you, but it creates a safe place in the world for everybody. That's one way of understanding Israel's election and calling in the world. It's like, you know, religion can do that, right? We can use religion to do that, to kind of establish ourselves. We can use our spirituality to establish ourselves. And Jesus cuts through all of that, all our effort at some kind of peace. He says, what if you, instead of making your own charcuterie board, what if you eat from my deli tray? Yeah, instead of arranging the house, because you're anticipating my visit, what if I just show up and just decide to, you know, renovate the whole place? Now, Jesus cuts through every kind of way that we've managed to be self-sufficient, to provide for us what is deeper still, was underneath even all our religious expression of late. And I mean, after this Lent and on into this Easter and whatever you've been up to for the last decade or so in your life about being right with God. Jesus puts himself forward and says, I got it. I mean, that's the difference between the gospel and religion, isn't it? I mean, religion is this kind of super id project. It's like this super ego project. It never really addresses what's underneath things. But Jesus is pointing out, he's desperate to get to the hunger and the thirst that might have been driving our life for quite some time. He says that the ancient ones, your ancestors, your big brothers and sisters and God ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. They took what the Lord had provided for them and still they died. He's like, I'm coming to give you something that will actually evoke life now and always from the center of your being. And what is that other than himself? His death, his resurrection, his flesh, his life laid down for the life of the world. And as a result of what he's done for you, I can declare to you what is truer than the air that you're breathing right now. Air that I took for granted for too many weeks until recently. That you're spoken for. That in Christ you are upheld, you're protected, you're gathered up, you've been marked, you've been sealed as his own forever. This is something the Lord has done, and he's done on your behalf. He made up his mind about you long before you ever made up your mind about him. And tonight, what we pray for to be manifest in your life, the healing that you need, the relief from the heavy burden that you've been carrying, all of this is rooted in this gospel announcement. It's one other way for you to receive this good news. One other way for it to be articulated to you. For your body to receive that word, for your mind to receive that word, for your tongue to be loosed, for your ears to be unstopped, for you to be able to hear God speaking to you after what feels like decades of the heavens shut up. The Lord wants to manifest his gospel in your life, to evoke that good news in the way that you'll hear it tonight. And so in a moment when the team gathers and make themselves available, and if you dare, if you even dare to just to raise your hand for two well-trained intercessors to come to you, to prayer ministers to pray for you, that's what they'll be praying for. It's for this good news to be articulated in the way that you need to hear it tonight. For you to be able to hear it at the core of your being. For what's unsettled underneath the surface, for the hunger and the thirst that's underneath the surface of your life to be quenched, to be met. All day long, you might have been scrolling, worried what's happened to Britney Spears now. Like, remember? Like the last time she shaved her head. I don't know if she shaved her head recently, but once I remember that. Or maybe you're worried about what's going to happen with the economy and with this, you know, really dull political match, you know, for president. Whatever it is that is right now the expression of that hunger and that thirst underneath, but you've been scrolling through it. You're well acquainted with it. You're made for much more. And what satisfies you is what satisfies me, and it's the word of the Lord. And in a moment, it's not just going to be spoken to you, it's going to be, that word is going to be pressed into your hands, that wine's going to be presented to your lips. And we're going to invite you to feed on Him who gave everything for the life of the world, including you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.